นะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะพุทธังธัมมังสังฆังนะมัสสามิติSo I'm very glad to able to come to visit what Appayakiri have been living in Italy 20 years, and I'm just able to make myself come to visit Thanachan Pasuno. As you know, he is my mentor, my teacher, because I've been living in my early monastic life of training under Thanachan nearly 10 years. Today, I just want to thank you for his kindness of giving me my opportunity to say or share some of my experience.Of my early day with Longpo Cha. So my life is, I began interesting in monastic life, and I was 8 years old when I met Longpo Cha, disciple monk, went to establish a branch monastery at my hometown.So when I met them in the morning when they come to picking alms food, I think this activity that I collecting from their behavior, they coming to the village. So I suddenly, something in my mind, I think, oh, I want to be a monk, you know, even I don't know.What is the monk meaning or how difficulty that monk have to be training. But I just want to be a monk. And that feeling is keep sticking in my mind. One day I went to my mother and just asked her permission to go to live in the monastery as monk. And she said,She's not refused, but she delayed my going. She said, you are too young, too little to go to live in the monastery. If you finish early school, she said, I'm promised that you can go and ordain. I think she must thought that I just innocent or curiosityI don't think she said that she believed that I am really want to be a monk to keep this determination. So since that day, I just keep going to the monastery almost every day, you know, giving alms food. And after offering alms food to the monk, I went straight to school and keep my practice.Until I finished my exam. And that day, the teacher said to me, you pass exam. I'm quite happy. So I just talked to my friend, you know, asked them to come along with me to go to live in the monastery, to ordain. So I able to find 3 or 4 friends to go along.So when I go back to my home, and I just go to my mother and said, Mother, today I just finished my exam. So I, as you promised me to go to the monastery, so I will go to the monastery and ordain. And she's so surprised, you know. Are you sure? you think you managed to to live in the monastery, she said, it's not easy. Joseph, you have to eat one meal a day and get up very early in the morning, 3 o'clock. And the last word that she asking me, are you not afraid of ghosts? You think you can stay alone in the kuti? I say, I'm afraid, but I think I managed to, because my heart is very want to be a monk. So I just went, you know, straight to the monastery. Not long after, my friend is just falling off, you know, 1, 2, 3, even eventually it was only me survived. And so I spent 3 months as a anagarika. And just before the rainy retreat, my teacher took me to Wat Popong to take a samanera papacha, or ordination. So I went back to spend the vasa at my hometown monastery. So after the vasa finished, all the young monk, they disrobe. It's only me, myself now, with a teacher. So I very concerned about my future monastic life. I don't think I can live close to my hometown because it's too close. It's only little boys, 12 years old, you know, and no friend, no one to talk to, you know. Teacher is quite distant, you know, the gap. So one day I just went to my teacher and asked him if he can kindly send me to Wat Popong, because I need to find somebody, or at least to have friend there. And if I stay here at closing to the monastery, the village, I don't think I can manage to continue my monastic life. And he said, okay, I will take you there. So after he took me to Wat Popong, after 1 month, I think one of my fortune in my life that they choose me to be Lungpo Cha's personal attendant. I'm very surprised, because in among of 20 novice or more, I'm the youngest, I'm the smallest, but they choose me to be Ajahn Chah's personal attendant. And I don't even know what what really mean to look after him, or to take care, or to be his attendant. How hard, how difficult. But I just say, okay, you know. So when I first took my role or the duty of training or to be his attendant, mean I have to taking care of almost everything, you know, from 4:30 in the morning, get up and boiling hot water, preparing toothwood, cloth, or you know, bathing cloth and all kind of thing for Longpo when he come down, and ready to offer him, and sweeping under the kuti among while he's still upstairs. So when he came down offering toothwood, water, hot water, warm water, then one day I went to sweeping his room. You know, that I think, yes, I saw one of the, I never seen in my life a photograph of Longpo Cha, you know, because I'm from the countryside. So I never seen in my life of a photograph of him in the ceramic. but only 8 left in the box. So I really want to get one. You know, my mind is, oh, I have to ask from him one to give it to my parent, you know. But how to ask him? Because I just, you know, take this duty. I'm afraid he's... he say, oh, you don't know what appropriate or not, you know. Whatever you see, you just keep asking. I afraid to asking. And my mind is keeping requiring, you know, you have to ask. Because if it keep it too long, then he will give it to somebody. Because only 8 left, you know. So I just delay. Okay, wait, patient. You have to find the right time, right moment, and at least you have to stay long, you know, to get to know him, to be with him, to familiar with him, you know, to get trust. Yeah, it took 4 months. Yeah, that I dare to go forward and asking. So one afternoon, you know, I choose the days no guests, no monks around. It's only him and me, you know. I sat just behind him. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I think today is the the opportunity to go and ask him, you know, because there's no guests, no any monk around. So I just scold myself, you know, to the side and bow 3 times. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. And put my hand Anjali and said, Long Po, can I ask for one of the picture upstairs, please? He just quiet. Suddenly, he looked at my face. Why you take it for what? He said. He just said that. He just for what? And he don't explain anything, and I cannot also explain anything to him, you know, because he just look at my and he just said that word to me. Oh, I'm very shaky, you know, very disappointed, you know, because I thought he might, okay, just go and get it. This is my expectation, you know, but he didn't give it to me. And he just, you know, his face is very cool, and, you know, then he took other thing after a moment, you know. Yeah, then I think he know everything, but then he said, okay, go and walk. He take me to walk around and, you know, to see the work around the monastery. And after 3 months, he went to what Tham Sang Pit for the Vasa. And then he told Ajahn Subin, he said, Subin, please, you give that picture to Nen Mao. you can give that picture to him, but after 3 months. So I really, I'm already give up, you know, my hope, my desire of getting, you know. But I realized that this is the way he training or giving Dhamma to me, you know, even I'm very young, but he know how to train, how to handing Dhamma to the young novice. Because of that years, he went to Wat Tham Sang Phet for the Vatsa, for the Pansa. He came to me before, just 10 days before. He said, I will not take you up there. You know, because after I been living, I think 7 months with him, and he say I decide to go up to Vattham Sangpet for the Pansa, and I will not take you up there because Tham Sangpet is full of malaria, you know, very strong, he said. Last year before, a young boy, you know, Anakarika, died because of malaria. So you stay at Wat Pho Phong for the Pansa, he said. I just say, whatever you think is appropriate, I will obey, you know, I will follow what you said. I said that to Long Po. He said, okay, good, good. Then he went up to Wat Tham Sangpet. After 10 days, he came down. And he said, go and pack your bow and come along with me. Yeah, just pack your bow and come up with me. He said. And I spent that pansa with him. At the end of the pansa, he said to me, I'm going down to Bangkok for my brain operation, and I would like you to go to Nanachat, he said, to Wat Pa Nanachat, to learn English. I don't know anything, you know, what is going in the future, but he said, I would like you to go to learn English at Wat Nanachat. Then I follow his, said, I spent nearly 10 years with Thanachan Phasano. He's my teacher. So this is my look back of life, been living with Luang Pho Cha. First, after I left him, you know, to live as at Wat Nanachat, in my mind, you know, I still really thinking I didn't get anything or get any Dhamma from Luang Pho Cha because of it's too young, it's too tired, you know, and because have to get up in the morning 4:30 and serving, you know, be with him whole day until 11 o'clock at night. You know, every day, no rest. During the day, I sway there under his kuti, and very sleepy, very tired, but I cannot go away, and no fun, no playing, you know, just work, just serving. And when come to listen to the talk, you know, my head is falling, you know. And I think, I look back, you know, I didn't get any Dhamma from him because it's too tight, and I don't think I gain anything. But one day, you know, when I become a bhikkhu, I just contemplate in my mind. I realized the Dhamma or the wisdom seed that he put in my heart is like the seed of Dhamma he put in the soil, in the ground, but it's not shooting yet, you know. I can't see because it's still in the ground. So one day when the time and temperature, everything's right, the shoot, you know, it's just shooting above the soil that I can see. So because of the way he training is very special. It's very something in this lifetime to find the great master who know how to train any kind of person. It's very rare to find like Luang Pho Cha, because of one thing that I really understanding. The way he training his disciple is to understanding Dhamma, Vinaya, or Trisika, the three fundamental of study, practice, to entering to the Dhamma mean three fundamental called Sila Samadhi Panya. Also mean I can translate this into four factor of developing wisdom to understanding the Dhamma, understanding the truth. For three fundamental, I often compose this by my understanding that Ajahn Chah gave teaching to me, or I gained something from him. Fundamental is like the door to entering to the Dhamma. Door is compound with the four factor I call 4F. Sila means frame of work, frame of life, frame of practice. Without frame, it's very difficult to work. Because we have frame of work, it's easy to put everything into this frame, like sila. When we have a same frame of life, even 100 monks, we can fit into this frame and can live very simply, very easily, because we are working, living in same discipline, same way of life. The second F is that frame have to fix to the wall. Frame, fix, firm, this samadhi. Fix mean fix one mind to one point in it, one object of the meditation. If we can stick, we can manage to keep fix our attention to one object, one point, then the mind is getting firm, become firm, like the frame of door. We have to fix to the wall. If we don't fix it to the wall, we just keep lying on the floor, keep lying on the ground. It's useless. It not serve the purpose. It's not that door can be used, can be make it use, because we know how to fix to the wall and to make it firm. Sila, frame, fix, firm is samadhi. Panya is flexibility, mean the door cannot just fix and firm. If the door have no flexibility, cannot open, cannot close, open when we want it, we need it, that door is no use, cannot be door. So mean, if you don't know how to use the flexibility, you know, it can be very brutal, very blunt. It can be dead. Like Longpo, he always explaining Dhamma and Vinaya or Samatha or Vipassana. He say, it's like a knife. When you're picking the knife, you have to know how to hold the handle, and we have to know how to use. When we taking knife, we cannot take only, we can't choose only one edge or one side, but the sharp side and the blunt, the back side, have to be coming along. The back edge and the sharp edge, it become just piece of metal, he said. So you just know how to handling the handle. That's the most important. And turning when you want to use it. If you hit the rock, you have to turn it to the blunt side. You can't just stubborn or no flexibility. If you use only the sharp side, you hit everything from just on the sharp side, you say, the sharp can be blunt, can be same as back side, because we don't know how to turn it, to hand it. So to understanding Vinaya, he said, Vinaya is the teaching of attached. In Thai, this is what I understanding. He said, like you use the cup or knife. He said, yud man, you have to hold it tight. Mean, jab hai man, khan hai tai, tham hai sut, khut hai thung. This is the teaching of Long Po Cha. Yud man mean hold firm, but not grasping, not too much. So when you serve the glass, purpose is finished. Not to grasping, not to hold it all the time, he say. ยึดมั่นแต่อย่าถือมั่นวางลงปงให้เป็น you have to know how to letting go and know how to put. He said this is the very important. Vinaya is the teaching of you have to keep it, you have to hold it tight, hold it firm, but not grasping, not stuck, not hold it all the time, he said.ทำให้จับให้มั่นขั้นให้ตายทำให้สุดขุดให้ถึง when you finish, when you work is end, when your job is done, you have to know how to letting go and know how to put, where to put, when to put. This is very important. It's the wisdom. This is the Dhamma. Even that thing is goodvery benefit, you must eventually have to letting go. Letting go means you have to know where to put, putting wisely, and where to put, how to put, when to put this thing down. It's a very meaning in this, in our practice, because of Dhamma and Vinaya or Samatha Vipassana.It's only two things, like a day and night. The combination of day and night. In between day and night, we can find the right moment, right temperature, right spot, right here and now. These two things is always working as combination, working like a father-mother. Dhamma and Vinaya is like a father-mother without...One of them, if only father, no mother, no one can able to reborn in this world. If only day, no night time, no one can survive, no one can stay in this world because it's too hot, it can be too cold because only one. If only Dhamma, no Vinaya, or only Vinaya without Dhamma, it can be too riches, too...fix because of hot and cold, soft and hard combination, it can support each other. Talking in terms of Luang Po Cha metta that he gave to his disciple and to all of us, he said, you have to know how to metta to yourself first, he said.Metta means think good to one's own mind and kind to other, he said. This is real metta means you have to do good or think, feeding good thing, good thought to your own mind, and then kind to other, he said. If you just feed yourself, it can be selfish. It's not fully, it's not highly...Metta, because only you love only yourself, but you're not kind to other, not kind to any life, any living. So metta mean not only for yourself, not only practice for yourself, but have to benefit others, have to share, have to giving example to others. So for my coming to visit Thanachan and all the Sangha of Abhayagiri, this is my first time that I'm very glad, very happy that I can. First, I able to invite Thanachan to visit Italy and my monastery that I can look after, I can serve my disciple. And I very happy that he allow me, invite me to come and visit this monastery. So I think I finish my it's not easy because it's very few. Usually I give a talk in English, and from jet lag also is still not fully recover sometimes, so difficult to keep head on the shoulder. Okay, Thanachan, thank you. Annamayam Dhammakathaya Sarukaram Dadamase